Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself, away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Hope is a precious gift, a precious gift given to us by our God. Without hope, people fall into despair. There is no joy in life. From the earliest stories of the Old Testament, God's chosen people were given hope. This hope sprung from the assurance of God's presence. Even in the darkest times of exile, God was still present, and the people had hope that he would protect them and bring them back to the promised land. The book of Genesis begins with the story of creation, a creation born out of God's love. God created the human family endowed with attributes that made us in his image. Paradise was literally walking beside God, always being in his presence. But through our squandering of those gifts, we turn from God. And through this disobedience, sin, pain, and suffering enter the world. But most especially, we were barred from God's eternal presence. But despite all this, God did not abandon us, there was still hope. In our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, hope is given to the people. Now, before this, the Assyrians had conquered the northern kingdom of Israel. Isaiah is writing to the people of the southern kingdom of Judah. The people were in despair, fearing that they were next. But they receive the message from God, "Be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes to save you." This gift of hope assures them of God's presence and protection. But in addition to the message, there were signs to show that God has come. The blind see, the deaf hear, the mute speak, and the lame walk. We as Christians see these signs showing the coming of God's only Son. Now, Jesus performed his miracle healings out of love and compassion. He healed people. They were able to rejoin their families and their communities. For the people of Jesus' day, disabilities made one an outcast. If you could not see, hear, speak, or walk, you were an outcast because you were an unproductive drag on society. You could not care for your family. There were other people of the opinion that you were a great sinner and your disability was God's punishment. And after all, good people don't hang around sinners. Thus, when Jesus removed the physical disability, he also restored the person to their community. But there was another reason for the miracles Jesus performed. They were acts of revelation. As I mentioned before, God's coming is indicated by the signs and miracles of the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the mute speaking, and the lame walking. Jesus' miracles were proof that he was from God and that he could be trusted to be spreading God's word when he spoke. Now, Jesus lived his life as we, his followers, are to live our lives. Our faith in him is effective. It changes lives. It restores what was lost through original sin. We are now restored to the original community of the Holy Trinity. God did not create us to live separated from he, our Creator. And through Christ's sacrifice, we are restored to everlasting life with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is in this that we experience hope. Our Christian faith is filled with hope. Our Lord and Savior told us that whoever eats his body and drinks his blood will live forever. We trust in that because he is God's Son. Our hope is truly a gift from God, and it's based on his continual presence in our life. Jesus' final words in Matthew's Gospel, "And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." We live our lives full of confidence that Christ is truly present in those lives. And every time we come together to celebrate this sacrament of the Eucharist, we experience Jesus' presence in a very real and a very intimate way. As upon this altar, his body and blood will become present, we come forward to receive our Savior, reminding us that he is with us always until he welcomes us into eternal life in heaven. During these difficult times in our world, we need this reminder of God's gift of hope, a gift given perfectly and abundantly. It is not diminished by wars, natural disasters, or disease. And so, my friends, as we gather together at this celebration of the Eucharist, we prepare to receive our Lord and Savior. It is the preeminent method that he fulfills that promise made to us, his brothers and sisters. And so we are asked to show our gratitude for the gift of himself by living lives based on Christian love. Love of God and love of neighbor. By treating each other with respect and love based on our common Heavenly Father, we show the world that we are sons and daughters of the living God, who are filled with hope, hope that one day we shall join with God for all eternity.